Higherthandesiredmoisture.com.
Higher than desired moisture and light test weights are common in many cornfields this fall. NK Seed agronomist Tiffany Brash says the high moisture and low test weights are the result of a tough growing season.
That's an interesting conversation. I mean, you've got test weight and high moisture corn, right? So, but they necessarily don't go hand in hand either. Once your corn is dried down, obviously the test weight comes up some. But a lot of people think that goes hand in hand, but it really has to do with more of the stress during grain fill. And if we get to the maturity of that hybrid into block layer, along with some other stresses during the season, you know, you've got drought or a little too wet or other stuff that can go on or just not enough heat units.
Given the later than normal planting and wet growing season, Brash says this crop never really had a chance to produce.
It didn't. We had wet, especially to the east and to the southeast. We had more wet soils. So if you think of a corn root system being wet, it's not going to overly grow, right? So you've got the lack of a root system underneath, which can cause your nitrogen to get out of the root profile if there's too much rain. So just there are so much different things that went on this year to obviously that wasn't right for the growing season and ultimately hurt us on yield and test weight this year.
In the current